I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. My good friend Judy Dilts says that Rockingham County's Dawn Miller was born playing bluegrass. Dawn, however, who now mostly plays upright bass and sings, refers to making music as her hobby. But it does strike me that since Dawn's from a musical family and has been singing since about the time she learned to talk, for that woman, making music is really a way of life. By the way, all the music you hear in this piece comes from Dawn Miller's various bands.
I started singing, of course, at a really young age, maybe about 2 or 3. And my mom plays guitar and sings. And actually, my mom and dad were in a band when I was young called the Roadrunners. They played mostly country music. But my mom also got into a band later on with Ed Michael and Richard Propst. And then, of course, they played a lot of the old time and fiddle tunes. And my mom was a really good backup player to the fiddle tunes. And Ed Michael really liked her backup playing. So, but I was around it because it was always at our house.
And Dad, did he do anything?
And my dad, when they were in the country band, he played drums. And then my dad's taken up guitar and bass since then.
When did you start performing?
When I was 10, I sang at the, I think it was the Stanton Military Academy. And I sang a song that Connie Smith had recorded called Where Is My Castle? That was my first concert, I guess you'd say, or debut, and it went great, but I was still terrified. And I remember saying to my mom and dad, I don't want to do that anymore. So I would sing at home and stuff, but I didn't perform anymore. And then when I turned 12, I got back into music and I asked my mom to show me some stuff on the guitar.
Okay. An old lady of 12.
Yeah, an old lady of 12. Yes. I thought, now I can do this. I can learn this, you know. And she started me out with 3 chords and I practiced every day. And then she kept building and building. And I mostly wanted to play guitar to sing, to back up to as an accompaniment to my to the vocals I wanted to do.
Who was your idol?
Well, Connie Smith was my idol growing up, who was a country singer. And I think I liked Loretta Lynn a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, my mom, I just loved the songs that she sang. And I remember her, you know, doing Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine. And I loved her picking on the guitar. And I ended up backing her up. I would play rhythm to her when she would pick tunes, pick the actual melody out. So I don't pick as much as she does. I pick a little bit, the flat picking, but mostly I'm a rhythm person.
When your parents had gigs, did you go
along? We did. My sister and I went. My sister's 18 months older than I am, and we would go. I remember going to Deerfield at the radio station and them playing there. And gosh, I was really young, and people would dance there. It was a radio show,
but it was a live radio show.
And then, of course, they had the live studio or the audience. And people would dance, and my sister and I were dance partners. And then in my 20s, I started going to festivals. I remember going to Galax for the first time in 1982, and I had a ball. Yeah, and I just, you know, then I really soaked up the music and the bluegrass and the old time.
Now, the Fiddle Festival. Fiddle Festival.
Old Fiddlers Convention.
Now, were you going as a performer, as a gawker? How were you going? Were you tagging along with your mom? How were you going?
I did participate in the contest, and I did the folk singing. Okay. And my mother, she did flat picking guitar, and I did actually place at Galax.
Did you really? In the folk song.
The first year, I placed 10th. And I think I skipped a few years, and then I placed 9th, and then I think the following year it was 6th place. And they weren't consecutive years, but I just remember it was 10th, 9th, and 6th, and I was like, yay!
makes a good jam? What makes that really pop for you?
With bluegrass, a good jam is when you have a lead, everybody takes a turn with their lead, and all the other musicians will back off and just enhance that person that's stepping up and out. So if you're a singer, the rest of the instruments will back off, so you hear that lead, and your job is to enhance them. And then when the lead singer's done and, say, a banjo takes a break, then everybody's job is to, you know, enhance that banjo break. In old time, it's a little different. Everybody kind of plays together at the same time and the same melody, and that's a nice cohesive feel, too. That can get very rhythmic, and everybody just gets into that beat and flow of it.
Are you communicating with your fellow jammers?
Mm-hmm.
How do you communicate?
Most is through eye contact. If we're in a circle, as far as breaks, you go in a circle. Sometimes the circle will go clockwise. Sometimes it ends up going counterclockwise. But everybody is really good about following, you know, who's next. And some people, if they want to skip, they'll make a nod or point to someone else or, you know, tilt their head over if they don't want to take a break. And then it will just go to the next person and so on and so forth. And it will begin, like if a song begins, when it begins with the person who starts it usually ends it. So that's how you kind of keep track of that. So there's some rules and little etiquette things, yeah, that you learn along the way.
To be good at a jam, do you have to kind of have music in your bones?
I think a jam, being in jams and being around jams, will put
the music in your bones.
It'll put the music in you. Yeah, it'll give it to you. My mom had never been recorded until Bob Driver did Woven Wires. Are you familiar with that CD?
No.
His project? It's old-time guitar duets from the Shenandoah Valley. But we're actually working on a project now where she's helped pick out the songs, and we have recorded it. It's just not finished yet as far as it's in production. Well, I'm hoping to have it finished maybe by the end of June. But I'm really proud of her, and I'm just so glad to get her recorded, because my mom will be 75 in June.
That's Dawn Miller backing up her mother and greatest musical influence, Greta McCune. Links and pictures are on the Spark page at WMRA.org.